You are listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Place, where we'll discuss everything about this crazy thing that we call life and the journey that we're all on. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Good morning, No Finish Line Nation. I'm hoping this Sunday, September 17th, is a great day for you. And I'm hoping that you're spending it with family. You're getting some barbecues done. You're doing some different things in the kitchen. Maybe wheeling and dealing some prepping. Doing whatever it is that you do on a Sunday to make Sunday great. Getting ready for some football games. Or whatever you're doing, may it be the best one that you've had yet. So this week, I actually didn't put out a podcast yesterday or Friday, and today's podcast is going to be a reiteration of what I went over on the live video yesterday on No Finish Line Nation. And what I wanted to go over is that something that we went over during the week in the meetings was around tracking and around control. So no matter what you're doing, whether it's Weight Watchers, whether it's calorie counting, whether it's weight regimens, whether it's whatever it is that you are doing, there is some form of tracking or some form of you keeping track of things that are going on in your journey health-wise and those kind of things. So it's relatable to everybody. And I went over on the live on No Finish Line Nation yesterday. And so yesterday morning, I had the Coffee Talk live on No Finish Line Nation. And if you are not a part of No Finish Line Nation yet, you should check it out. And I know that there's a negative mantra around Facebook and negative mantra around how people don't really enjoy being on Facebook because of the negative connotation, because of the politics, because of the world events, because of people just being mean. This place is a safe closed group that we've created called No Finish Line Nation that everybody hops on and they encourage each other and they lift each other up and they really bring people to that next level of where they want to be. So if there's walking going on, there's encouragement going on. If there's somebody wants to wear a dress for a day and just kind of put it on and feel strong and feel empowered, you'll have all kinds of people supporting you and lifting you up. And it's just a great place to be. So if you have not checked it out, check it out on Facebook at No Finish Line Nation. And you'll be able to see exactly what I'm talking about. The second that you get in there, if you do subscribe or do become a member, you'll see your feed is then blown up across the board on your Facebook page around positive and encouraging and all kinds of great things that are going to be filled up on your feed. So anyway, this week we talked about control and we talked about tracking. And one of the questions came up of, we know how to track. We know what we need to do. We know we need to put whatever points that are there, or whatever calories that are there, or whatever fat content, or whatever carbs. And we know how to do it, and it's been, most of us at one time or another have been successful before. And we know what we're doing, and we know how to do it. But the question really is why don't we do it? Why do we know what the key to success is, but we don't do it because our brain gets in the way? Why is it that we sell ourselves short of having the key to success? If you had a map, if you had a map going to a treasure that was worth millions of dollars, and the map told you exactly step by step how to get there, and for you to get to that $1 million prize, for you to get to that $1 million treasure chest that you're looking for, and for you to go and get there, it would be this step, and this step. And you had this map in hand. Would you follow the map? Would you go through whatever it took to be able to get to the end prize that it was? That as you were going through the treasure chest and you were going through the journey and the treks and the terrain that you might be going over or whatever it is, no matter how long it took, if you knew that there was a $1 million prize at the end of it for you and you had the map to get there, do you think you wouldn't follow the map and follow the rules and follow the steps and procedures to get there? I know I would. But we have the key. We have a map that's basically letting us know how to succeed. Our map tells us it's calories in, calories out. It is looking at where you're at with point values, and if you are in a certain zone of a point value to be able to get to where you want to get to, you know that that works. You know that if you are eating within a certain level that's there, you can go ahead and do that. Now, tracking is one of the things that I know through Weight Watchers is something that we specifically are vigilant about. We really need to track our foods, good, bad, different, or whatever. So when we're tracking our foods, it's really important to layer that in and make sure that we're doing it vigilantly, right? So think about that for a second. You have the treasure map. You've got the guidelines. You've got the map to be able to get to where you want to go. How come you don't go there? Why do we fall off? Why do we think to ourselves we're good enough, we don't need to track, we know what we're doing, we know what our meals look like, we're all set, I'm all good to go? Why do we do that? I mean, it's a valid question for everybody. And when it came up in the meeting, when we asked why do we do that, there really wasn't an answer except for I'm lazy, or I think I know it all, or I'm confident in what I'm doing, and then that makes me lazier, or I don't necessarily follow through on the commitment that I'm trying to do because I am looking at this whole entire thing as, well, I've been doing it for so long, I know what my meals are, I know where this is, and then we start to layer in extra points here, extra points there, or we take our weeklies, we're not really adding in our weeklies, those kind of things. Or if you're a calorie counter, you know how many calories are in this meal, that meal, and this meal, and you can prep those meals and make that happen. But what happens when you eat the snack bar, or when you eat the chocolate, or when you eat the different pieces, and you're thinking that you're layering those in for those calories, but you're so good at what you do that you become complacent with what you're doing? When the map tells us, don't be complacent. Be vigilant about what's going in your mouth. Think about it before you put it in, and then if you do put it in, track it. You know, I mentioned something at the meeting, and I mentioned it on the live video, is that I like tracking because tracking is an area of control that I have. There's a lot of times in my life that things are out of control. So family sometimes is out of control. Disease, illnesses, accidents, those kind of things are sometimes out of our control. We have no control over those. We don't know what's going to happen with that. And in my life, I really do like to be in control. And if you like to be in control, and I like to be in control with the way that the direction that my life takes, whether it's financially, health-wise, or any of those things, tracking is the one thing that I feel like I can track and I can control no matter what. Now, what I eat, I may not be able to control because I am a food addict. But what I track, I can control. So good, bad, or indifferent, I'm going to put it in the marker. And I'm going to put it in my app, and I'm going to add it on my points, and I'm going to track it, because then I can reflect back on it to be able to take a look on, okay, so if I was up this week, which we talk about all the time about not being, your life not resonating towards what the little evil box tells you, but that is a gauge, it's a data point that we can use to guide and be able to hit the accelerator or hit the brake when we need to. And when we do have an up week, and then we think to ourselves, I was religious in my tracking, I was religious in the things that I was doing, and then you look at it and you really take a look at your tracker, you see, maybe I wasn't as much as I should have. Maybe I didn't track the way that I should have, and maybe I did layer in some extra foods or some high sodium contents or some fat contents or whatever else. So control is something that a lot of people are looking for in their lives. I know I am. So if you're looking for control, the way you can control is to control the things that you have the ability to control. You have the map of how to get there. It tells you point A to point B. It tells you what steps to take. It tells you how to get there. Now you have the map, and why can't you follow through on that, on the instructions on that map? So focus on that. If the one thing that you know within that map structure is you need to follow the guidelines of how many points you're going to eat, how many calories you're going to eat, what your content is going to be that you're putting in your mouth, that's what you can control. Track it. Be vigilant. Set yourself up for success. If you're an old timer, right, and you've been around for years and years and years, and you've been doing this for years and years, but you find yourself to slide upward a little bit and your weight started to pick up a little bit because the stress is in life, get back to the basics. Don't think you know exactly what you're doing, because you know what? The old way, it doesn't always work. your body changes. So get back to the basics. Get back to the basics of crunching it out, mapping it out, taking a look at where you're at, track things religiously, and do the things that you know that will lead to success. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talks with Liquid Shano 1973. Remember, you can also find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Liquid Shano 1973. You can also read my blog at coffeetalk.blog. If you're using iTunes to listen to this podcast, please do me a favor and give some love by leaving a rating on there. And until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk. Make it a great day.